Welcome once again to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's a pleasure to be back with you here this month on Holy Spirit Radio. Man, what a great week it's been. The World Meeting of Families, the Holy Father was in town, and it just inspired me, and I know it inspired so many people. I had the privilege of being able to visit the World Meeting of Families and hang out with many of you, and it was really great to be there to meet you, and you know, it's just it's an honor and a privilege to be able to do this show each month on Holy Spirit Radio. Today's theme, you're going to like this one. Today's theme is don't sweat the small stuff. Now, you know, this show is all about helping you to deal with the problems in your life, to make you remember that our Lord is always there. He's always there for us every day, no matter what kind of a problem we're facing. That's what he wants to do. He wants to be there. He wants to comfort us. He wants to walk with us. Now, what happens is, we're going to get into this more throughout the hour, what happens is we often lose sight of that because we're so overwhelmed by the problems that we face, by the challenges and the temptations that we struggle with on a daily basis. So today we're going to focus on what lies ahead. At the end of our life, you and I have this great privilege to be able to live with the Lord in heaven. That is the reward. That is the light at the end of the tunnel. That is why we were created. We were created to live in heaven. The problem is we've got this life to deal with first, and it can be challenging. So we're going to try to focus on spiritual treasures today. We know that all of our problems are temporary. We know that we are promised if we stick with the Lord and cooperate with the grace that he gives us, we are promised that we can live with him in heaven. The challenge is for us to keep our eyes on him as we go through life. And that's what I'm going to help you do on the program today. We've got some good music. I've got some scripture verses I'd like to share with you. But right now, why don't we start with prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this beautiful day. Thank you for this opportunity to come together on Holy Spirit Radio and share the good news. Father, we know that you love us. We know that anything that happens in our lives is for our good. Help us to remember that. Help us to be able to see things through your eyes so that even when we face difficulties, tragedy, suffering, we're able to see this is all part of your plan. But Father, we can't do this without your help, so we turn to you. We ask for your grace so that you can give us the strength to see you in all that happens to us and in everyone that we meet. We lift up those who are sick today. We ask you to heal them. We lift up those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with addiction, those who are dealing with scrupulosity or any other thing that prevents them from feeling your peace. We ask you, Father, to comfort those who are struggling financially, those who might be dealing with persecution. We ask you to comfort them and give them your peace and help them to be able to keep their eyes on you. And Father, I turn this show over to you. It's your program. I ask you to speak through me this day. And open our minds and hearts, please, so that we can understand your message for us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'll tell you what, I feel better already. It's great to be with you here. And in case you're new to the program, you're wondering who I am, my name is Gary Zimek. I am a full-time Catholic speaker and an author. I live in the Philadelphia area, and I'm privileged once a month to visit the studios of Holy Spirit Radio and come on the air with this program, Following the Truth. It's all about following Jesus, and that's what the secret to peace is in our life. The secret is to follow Jesus day by day as a cradle Catholic, and for many years as a lukewarm cradle Catholic. I know what it's like to not have Jesus in my life. I'll be honest with you, I don't ever want to go back. That's why I do this program. That's what I do. That's why I do what I do full time. That's why I travel around the United States and Canada, preaching the good news. That's why I write. So I do whatever I can to bring Jesus to those who really need him. And we all need him. We need him in our lives. Today we're going to focus on, I call the program, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. That's a popular cliche. We've all heard it. But here's the thing. We do sweat the small stuff. What is the small stuff? The small stuff is anything that's not going to affect your eternal life in heaven, which is just about everything we worry about. We worry about things that really will not affect our salvation. But it's understandable because this life can be difficult. That's why we need to come up with a way to make sure that we're dealing with Jesus on a daily basis. And I also want to let you know that if you need me for anything, if you want to find out more about my work, if you want to invite me to your parish, I'm going to be speaking in the Philadelphia area in the next couple of months. So if you want to invite me to speak at your parish, I'd love to do that. Or if you want to find out more about my work, or if you just want me to pray for you, the best way to get in touch with me is through my website, followingthetruth.com. And if you have any questions about anything we talk about, if you think, well, I need a little more of an explanation, Gary, that didn't make sense, or can you elaborate, please shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. You're going to hear me give that email address and the website several times throughout the hour because I want to make sure that you know where to get in touch with me if you need me. So let's talk about this now, this challenge of not sweating the small stuff. I mean, every day we're bombarded with a barrage of problems, of difficulties, of bills, of difficult people, right? You go into the office, you deal with difficult people. You got a stack of bills on your desk. You might have health issues. And I'm not downplaying problems. Believe me, I am not. I get that many of you are probably suffering greatly. But my job here is to help you to not lose your focus. It's so easy to lose your focus. My job is to help you to remember that even though it doesn't seem like it, all of your problems are temporary. They're going to be gone one day. Fortunately for us, when we die, we don't take our problems with us. Praise the Lord for that. So any problem that you have in this life is either going to be gone in this life or when you die. I know it sounds like a long time, but really it isn't. When you think about it, our lives aren't that long. We're here for a short time. But the beautiful thing is that even though heaven awaits us and we will see the Lord face to face when we get to heaven, we can still have an encounter with him, multiple encounters with him in this life. So we need to find these ways to seek out Jesus Christ every day. And as Catholics, we're doubly blessed because we have his real presence in the Eucharist. So every day of my life, I can go to daily Mass. I can receive the Lord. I can visit him in the Adoration Chapel, and I can sit in his presence. Believe me, I do these things because I need to be with the Lord. You may know my story. I'm someone who has a very strong tendency to be anxious, and I struggled with anxiety for all of my life, and I do the bulk of my speaking now and my writing, helping people to overcome anxiety with the help of our Lord. It works, believe me, because if I can do it, you can too. And the secret is to cling to him every day and to get to know him and to hang out with him and to receive him, if at all possible, in the sacraments. I mean, if you can get to daily Mass and confession on a regular basis, you're going to see amazing things happen in your life. Now, you also need to pray. You also need to read Scripture. It requires a little bit of work on our part, but the reward is unbelievable. So let's try to keep our focus on our Lord and remember that these problems that we experience in life are temporary. With that in mind, let's go to our first song of the day. This is one of my favorite songs. I really like this. This is a song by Amy Grant. The title is In a Little While, and here's the gist of this song. She had a really bad day, And she was reminded by a friend that in a little while, it's all going to be over. We are going to be happy with the Lord in heaven. You know what this is like? This reminds me of making plans for a vacation in the middle of winter, when it's cold, when it's snowy, when the weather is really challenging, and you make plans to go somewhere where it's warm. And you just picture yourself lying on that beach, and you realize, you know what? In a few months, I'm not going to be cold anymore. Now, if you're a cold weather person, you can't understand what I'm saying. But so I'm the type of guy that really doesn't enjoy the cold weather. I love the warm weather. And I remember doing this in the past. You make these plans. You picture yourself lying on the beach, just enjoying the sun. Well, this is what it's like with heaven. And Amy Grant in this song talks all about, I'm having a bad day, but in a little while, I'm going to be with the Lord in heaven.
Got a ticket coming home. Wish the officer had known what a day today has been. That I stumbled through the door, dropping junk mail on the floor. When will this day end? But then your letter caught my eye, brought the hope in me to life. 'Cause you know me very well, and I bet you wrote me just to tell me.
Find. Here's another letter to remind me. In a little
That's a great message, isn't it? In a little while, we'll be home with our Father in heaven. And all of these problems that are driving us crazy, and let's face it, if you look at your top five problems, the top five things that drive you the craziest, when you stack it, when you compare them against the reward of eternal salvation, living forever in heaven and eternal happiness, they're really not that important. But boy, it doesn't feel like it at the time. So, you know, sometimes what we need to do is sit back and really contemplate. And let's face it, we live in a noisy world. It's hard to unplug and be able to meditate, to contemplate, whatever you want to call it, to think about what waits in heaven. And that's eternal happiness with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're going to be with the angels. You're going to be with the saints. You'll see old family members. I mean, it's a great thing. But if you don't make the time to think about it, you're never going to really appreciate it. And therefore, what happens is you get so depressed. You lose hope. And we don't ever want that to happen. We're blessed in that when we're baptized, we receive the gifts of faith, hope, and charity. And they're gifts. They're given to us. Hope is what keeps us going and makes us realize that with the help of Jesus Christ and the grace that he gives us through his church, we're able to one day live with him in heaven. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me feel really good because, here's a public confession, I'm a big sinner. I'm somebody who's done a lot of bad things over the course of my life, but still, I can get to heaven. Praise the Lord for that. And believe me, if I can do it, so can you. That's what the hope does. That's what hope does for us. I want to read something to you. I like to read scripture on this program. I want to read something from Matthew's Gospel. This is from the Sermon on the Mount. Now, I do a lot of speaking about overcoming anxiety. This is one of my favorite passages. And if you're someone who struggles with anxiety, if you're struggling with suffering, if you're struggling with almost losing hope or beginning to despair, you're going to like this passage. This is from the Sermon on the Mount. And I want you to concentrate on the words of Jesus, because this is the secret. Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 19. The words of Jesus, check this out. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Whoa. Now we're going to read a little bit more, but I want to pause right there because this is such a powerful message. What are your biggest treasures in life? Are they your possessions? Are they your friends? Are they your family? Is it your job? Is it your prestige? Do you like people to tell you that you really are a great person, that you're really accomplished? If so, if they are your greatest treasures in life, you're setting yourself up. And this is the mistake that we make all the time. Because what happens is, all of these things, and listen, this is a struggle for me too. That's why I really understand this. And this is something I'm trying to work on in my life. All these things that we accumulate, that we acquire, and that we hold on to, we're afraid to lose them. We don't want to let go. And what's going to happen is that these possessions, this desire to hang on to things and to not let go, this is going to get in the way of our relationship with Christ. Because when he said to follow him, he told his disciples to leave everything. And that message applies to us too. So even though we don't have to do it in a literal sense, we've got to figuratively come up with a way to leave everything. Anything that we're attached to more than him. Because if we don't, first of all, we're going to be miserable and we won't have peace. And second of all, we're not going to be able to fully enter into a good quality relationship with our Lord. And that is the key to peace. It's the key to getting to heaven. It's very important that we do that. And many of these things we worry about, and this is going to be different for each of us, many of these things are earthly things. They're what they call temporal goods. They're temporary. They only last for a period of time. And the Lord is reminding us that these things will decay. You know, when I grew up in Northeast Philly in the Busselton area, and my mother was a big collector, and she saved a lot of things. And when my sister and I had to sell her house a few years ago, we had to go through the house. And she had so many things. She had my toys from when I was young. She had books and magazines. And I thought it was really cool that she did that, because I got to see a lot of things that I hadn't seen in years. But here's what I noticed. These things, I remember them when they were new. But when we took them out, they were falling apart. They were rotting away. And it was a real lesson, because it made me realize that hanging on to things isn't really going to, first of all, it's really impossible to keep things as they were, because things deteriorate. And I'm someone who has always had a tendency to be a collector. And in the past, I collected baseball cards, comic books, CDs, records, you name it, I collected it. I've since gotten out of that. But it was almost an obsession with me, because I could never get enough. And I was always collecting more things, than I was worried about what might happen if I'd lose my things. You know, that kind of feeling. And we not only do it with things, we do it with people sometimes, and with our health. And we're afraid, well, what happens if I lose my health? What happens if my spouse passes away? What happens if I lose my job? And we're so afraid to let go that we're not focused on heavenly treasure, which will not fade away. And again, this goes contrary to the message of the world. The message of the world is that we need to have things in our hands. We need to walk by sight and not by faith. But our Christian faith tells us exactly the opposite. If we want to follow Christ, we have to walk by faith and not by sight. So what Jesus is saying in this passage, in the passage from the Sermon on the Mount, is that don't spend all of your time accumulating earthly goods. Don't focus solely on the things of this life, because they're going to be gone. But instead, focus on spiritual goods, spiritual treasure. How do we do that? We pray. We pray. We need to be praying every day. We really do. I know it sounds hard. It might sound foreign. Believe me, I know what it's like to not pray every day. I spent most of my life not praying every day. I also was miserable for that time. So we want to start our day by saying to the Lord, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. It's a gift. We can't take it for granted. I can't take for granted the fact that I'll wake up tomorrow, because I don't know if I will. I can't take for granted that I'll see the end of this day. And I'm not trying to be morbid. I'm not trying to get you depressed. I'm trying to be realistic and make you remember that, hey, this life is temporary. And if we spend all of our time focused on the things of this life, we're never going to be able to get to heaven, because we're not going to do what's necessary. Now, while we can't, there's absolutely no way that any of us can get to heaven on our own. There's nothing that you and I can do to get to heaven. We only get there through the merits of Jesus Christ. We can sure mess it up by not following him, by not listening to him, by not doing what he wants us to do. So we need to pray every day. We wake up, we say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me another day. You know, you don't have to pray for 2 hours in the morning. Just pray, just thank him. And then as we go through the day, try to be more aware. And this takes practice. This is something that I'm working on right now. Try to be aware of God's presence. As you walk to your car, you've got legs that are enabling you to walk. If you're unable to walk, maybe you have eyes you can see. If you're blind, then you can use your ears. I mean, there is some gift that we all have, and yet we take these things for granted. Part of the key to living in the presence of God throughout the day is to being able to see him in all things. So what I'd recommend is that you start trying to do it, and also ask him for help. Ask him to help you be able to see him in all things and in everyone that you meet. Because that's a challenge, and it's something that we need help with. It doesn't come naturally. In case you're wondering, you're listening to Following the Truth, and my name is Gary Zimak. It's a pleasure to do this program every month on Holy Spirit Radio. I'm so grateful to the folks at Holy Spirit Radio for letting me come in and do the program. We air on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and then we do a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m. Let your friends know about the show, and if you know anybody right now who's suffering, who's struggling, who's almost falling into despair, let them know the program's on. And we also archive all of these programs on HolySpiritRadio.org, so you're going to be able to listen to the podcast once it airs. I do this show because I really want you to believe that Jesus Christ is a real person and that he's bigger than all of your problems and that you can get to know him. I know people who don't believe that. The world doesn't believe that for the most part. They don't believe Christ is real. He is real. He wants to be your friend. It all starts with you speaking to him every day. And if you start doing that, you're going to see amazing things happen in your life. One of the difficulties with heaven is that we haven't been there. We don't know what it's like. We read about it in the Bible. We hear people talk about it, but we haven't been there. So we can't fully appreciate just how good it will be. But if we look in Scripture, St. Paul tells us that eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard what God has ready for those who love him. In other words, we've got a wonderful reward waiting for us one day. It might be difficult for us to process, but this is where we need to think about it. We need to ask the Lord to help us. We need to meditate on some of these great scripture passages. Right now, I'm going to turn to a song. This is a very traditional Catholic song. This is one that I grew up with. It's by Marty Hagen. Nice, relaxing tune. It's called Eye Has Not Seen. This represents, it really brings to life this message. We haven't seen it, but if we ask the Lord for a little bit of help, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the song, specifically the gift of wisdom. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We can, even though we can't see it fully, we can start to see things through the eyes of God. So in other words, when I'm dealing with suffering, when I'm dealing with the difficulties in my life, through the gift of wisdom, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I can begin to understand a little bit of what God may be up to. Again, it's going to be a partial picture, but through that gift, and it is a gift, it's not something we're doing on our own, it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, I can understand a little bit of why God may be doing what he's doing. If I come up with one reason, he's got a million more reasons why this is a good thing, even though it seems bad to me. So let's take a minute, listen to the song, Eye Has Not Seen by Marty Hagen. We'll be back on the other side to talk a little bit more.
Spirit of love, come near. sing a mystery from the past. It calls where saints have trod. Yet ever new the music brings to Jesus' living song above.
Eye has not seen, ear has not
back to the program. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak, and I am so thrilled to be back with you here this month on Holy Spirit Radio. That was I Has Not Seen, Marty Hagen. It's a familiar song. We've heard that at Mass for many years. It's a great message, though. And this month, we're focusing on the idea that this life is temporary. The problems in this life are temporary. We're calling the theme this month, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Why? Because it's all going to go away. What we want to do is keep focused on the promise of heaven and what awaits us in the next life. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This reading ties in with the song we just heard. And I want you to listen to the words of St. Paul in his letter to the people of Corinth. But remember, when we open up the Bible, this is God's inspired word. So therefore, guess who's speaking to us? You better believe it. This is the Lord speaking to us. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. So what St. Paul's doing right here is saying that the wisdom that he is going to be speaking of is not the wisdom of the world. We can get our wisdom from the world. We know that. We can turn on the news. We can go to the internet. We can read the newspaper. Whatever it is we do, we can talk to our friends. We're going to get a different message than comes from the Lord. That message we're going to get from the world is you need to make a lot of money. You need to have a lot of possessions. You need to be successful. You need to have a great job. You need to enjoy yourself. This is the message we're going to get from the world. The message we get from Christ is you need to leave everything and follow me. And again, remember, we're not talking about literally leaving everything. We don't have to give away all of our possessions. We just have to remember that anything we have, any success that we have in life, any friendships that we acquire, family members, whatever it is, they're all gifts from God. And they're all temporary in this life. We're going to have to move on one day. So the wisdom of the world is different than the wisdom that comes from above. And specifically, we're going to talk about wisdom as a gift of the Holy Spirit. When St. Thomas Aquinas ranked the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he said wisdom is number one. Because wisdom allows us to see things through the eyes of God. Now remember, it's imperfect. We're not going to see things completely as God does. But he's giving us this gift to enable us to look at something that might be happening to us, and seeing the good in what would otherwise be thought of as a bad situation. Back to St. Paul, he talks about the wisdom of the world is different than the wisdom he's talking about. St. Paul says, but we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, and this does incidentally come from the book of the prophet Isaiah. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love Him. We're not going to be able to appreciate it fully, but I'm telling you, we have an eternal reward that awaits for us. That's what our faith teaches us. That reward will free us from any suffering. If we end up in heaven, we don't have to worry about finances. We don't have to worry about being sick. We don't have to worry about being tired. We don't have to worry about being bored. All we have to do is be in the presence of our Lord and be in complete happiness. Now, here's the beautiful thing. Even though that awaits us at the end of our lives, as long as we don't mess it up, and I have to throw that in because, yeah, any one of us could end up in hell. We've got to be realistic here. We are not guaranteed heaven. We've been redeemed by Christ. Now, it's up to us to follow Him, to listen to Him, to do what He says. We do that, we're going to get to heaven. But each day, we've got to ask for that grace and cooperate, right? We've got to do our part with what He gives us to get to heaven. But all of these earthly problems, they're going to be gone. But what awaits us is perfect happiness. And I think that's a great thing to meditate on as you're struggling, as you're suffering, as you're facing what appears to be a problem that just is unsolvable. There's no such thing, because the Lord's bigger than any problem we can face. So St. Paul tells us this wisdom of God through His Holy Spirit is more powerful, infinitely more powerful than any wisdom that we can get here in this life. So today, if you're struggling, if you can't figure out why you're going through something, why don't you ask the Lord for an increase in the gift of wisdom? Now, when you're baptized and confirmed, you get the gifts. You get all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We have them, but they're given to us in seed form. We've got to water them so they grow. We can water them with prayer and asking the Lord to help us. So today, ask for a gift, an increase in the gift of wisdom, so you can better understand what you may be going through. And if you do that, you're going to find that you might come up with the reason. And remember, you come up with one reason, the Lord's got an infinite number of other reasons. You might come up with a reason why it makes sense for you to go through what it is you're going through. The Lord loves you. He is not putting you through suffering for no reason. Absolutely not. I want to get back to this Sermon on the Mount. We started it earlier in the program. This is for anyone who is struggling with anxiety. And that, again, is my specialty. I've lived it. I know what it's like to go to the emergency room with panic attacks. I've lived this from when I was a young child. Christ has brought me relief. And it wasn't until I got to know Christ personally that each day of my life has become peaceful. Now, do I slip sometimes? Yes, I do. But I know now that when I begin to slip, when I begin to panic, I reach out to the Lord, and that's really the secret. So I want to share this from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25. Again, the words of Jesus Christ. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? In other words, does worrying do you any good? It doesn't. If anything, worrying shortens our lives. But worrying can't help us. Now, these words are serious. And you know what? If you have to read these every day, by all means, read them every day. Let the Lord speak to you every day through sacred scripture. And Jesus continues, and why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, will He not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. Ouch, that one hurt, didn't it? But it is, it's the truth. We forget that God loves us and that in His providential care, He will take care of us. We forget that. And then Jesus goes on to say this, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. That's what I want to talk about. Is the Lord saying, sit in your living room, watch TV, don't do anything, somebody's going to come to the door and give you money? No, he's not saying that. He's not saying that at all. What he's saying is that we need to get our priorities straight, and we need to put our relationship with him above everything. Here's the thing. You and I have many spiritual needs. I need to be more patient. I need to be more selfless. I need to be more willing to step out of my comfort zone. I need to trust the Lord more. I need to love my brothers and sisters more than I do. I have a lot of needs, spiritual needs. Am I praying for these each day? If not, I need to be. It's absolutely fine to pray for money. The Lord knows we need money. We need to pay bills. But it just could happen that the reason your prayer for money is not being answered is because you don't know how to handle money, and you've got a greed problem. I'm not pointing fingers, but this could be the case. St. Claude de la Colombiere, who was the spiritual director for St. Margaret Mary, he talked about this. He wrote a book about divine providence, and in it he talks about the fact that sometimes we have a spiritual need that's blocking us receiving a material request that we have. Hey, listen, if I don't know how to handle money, if it's going to cause me to put my salvation in jeopardy, I don't want the money. And that's just one example. But so let's make sure we pray for these spiritual needs. Let's make sure we have our relationship with the Lord straight, and that we really want to desire to go to heaven. If you don't feel that desire to go to heaven, well, ask for it. Ask for that feeling. We need to get used to asking for everything. Don't feel bad if you don't feel a desire to pray or the desire to go to heaven. Ask the Lord to increase that desire and make it a point to turn to him every day in prayer, whether you feel like it or not. We're going to do the next song now. This is sung by Jeremy Camp. It's called There Will Be a Day. We have problems now. We might be suffering greatly, but there will be a day that these problems are going to be gone. Take advantage of these problems while you have them to offer them up and to grow close to the Lord, because one day they're going to be all gone. There Will Be a Day by Jeremy Camp. We'll be back on the other side to talk a little bit more.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end, His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope in the promise that He brings, there will be a place where no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to new ways. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own, and there has never been a step, but you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, 'cause joy and peace He brings, and the beauty that's in store. How is the hurt of life sting? But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But I'm still that day.
Welcome back. That was There Will Be a Day by Jeremy Camp. I'm Gary Zimek, and you're listening to Following the Truth here on Holy Spirit Radio. There will be a day when all of our tears will be wiped away. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, God himself will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. One day, all of these problems, all of these things that are causing us grief and aggravation, they're going to be gone. But we'll be able to live with the Lord in heaven. The trick is to stay with him day by day. That's what I try to do here on this radio program. I'm glad to be able to join you once a month on the first Friday of each month to be able to remind you that there is a way to overcome your anxiety, your fears, the stress that you deal with on a daily basis. That way is Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is the way, the truth, the life. He's our friend. He is the answer to any problem that you can face. But you're gonna need to do a little work. You're gonna need to get to know Christ by speaking to him each day, by reading scripture, by letting him speak to you. As we've been doing on the program, we've been letting him speak through the Bible. And I'll tell you, growing up Catholic, I never read the Bible. I thought the Bible was difficult. I didn't know how to begin. And I'll tell you, the Bible is difficult. St. Peter says that. It's mentioned in the Bible. He talks about the readings, the letters of St. Paul being difficult to understand. And he said they get twisted, they get misinterpreted, as do the other scriptures. So yeah, the Bible is difficult to understand. However, we're really blessed as Catholics. We've got this guide. One of the greatest guides to our faith is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It gives us a synopsis of 2,000 years of Catholic teaching, and it even goes beyond that, back to the days prior to the coming of the Lord. So we go back thousands of years with our Catholic faith. If you understand Catholic teaching, you're going to be able to better understand the Bible. However, what I've learned, there are a lot of great Bible studies out there. I've written extensively about the Bible in my books, because once I started to understand how important Scripture was, I wanted to share that. What I'd recommend is that you begin by reading the daily Mass readings. You can get a missal. You can get one of these magazines like The Word Among Us or the Magnificat. You can get the readings online. There are many ways that you can get the daily Mass readings and let the church gradually guide you through the Bible and try to get something out of each reading. There are good commentaries out. If you have any questions, you can always email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com, and I could point you in that direction. But you want to make sure that you are nourishing yourself with some Scripture every day, as well as prayer. And if you can get to Mass, not everybody can do it, but if you can, the grace you receive from our Lord's real presence in the Eucharist is going to make a tremendous difference in your life. All of these things help you to keep your focus on Him instead of the problems that you face. It's really easy to get distracted and focus more on the problems than on our Lord. But when you focus more on the problems than you do on the Lord, you're going to not be peaceful. You're going to be miserable. And you're going to lose sight of the fact that He's bigger than any problem that you could face. Why do we have problems? We have problems because this life isn't perfect. This isn't meant to be a paradise. Adam and Eve, yeah, they ruined it for us. But every one of us has sinned. So even if they didn't mess us up, we'd have done our share. The good news is that Jesus Christ redeemed us. That's why He came to earth. He redeemed us, and He's still not done. He redeemed us. He's still not through with helping us because He wants to reach out to us. And through His church, He gives us this grace that we need to be able to rise above our imperfections and become holy so that we can live with Him forever. So yes, the light at the end of the tunnel is heaven. But we have this chance to encounter Christ every day through prayer, through scriptures, through the sacraments. It's a great blessing. So let's continue. And remember, I'm here for you. If you have any questions, you can email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I would love to speak at your parish. This month, I'm speaking at St. Charles Borromeo Parish in Cinnaminson, New Jersey, which isn't too far. It's right in the Philly suburbs. That's going to be on October the 19th. Next month, we'll talk about it in November, but next month I'll be at Our Lady of Port Richmond in Port Richmond giving a talk there. So I'll give you more details as we come closer, but I would love to speak at your parish. Advent's coming up. I've got some openings for Advent, got some openings for Lent. Even though I travel around the country, I love to speak locally. So I'm in the area. I live right over the bridge. I'm a Jersey guy now, technically, but really a Philly guy at heart. But if you need any more information, please either email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Hard to believe, but we are almost out of time on the program today. I love it. I don't know where the time goes. Let me do me a favor. If you like this show, I'd love you to let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know that you're enjoying it. So visit them at holyspiritradio.org. to let them know that you like the program. You could send them an email and let them know if you like the program. I love doing it, and I intend to keep doing it for as long as I can. I really want to reach out to you. I want to help you to get to know Jesus Christ as a person in your life and to help you to focus on heavenly things and not get too hung up on the problems in life. I want to share a message from St. Teresa of Avila with you. This is something that really comforts me. And I think if you listen to these words, they're going to bring you a lot of comfort too. This is what St. Teresa says. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. Keep that in mind. God alone suffices. So even though it seems like we have a lot of needs, we do, just make sure you don't forget the Lord. And yeah, He expects you to do things, but He wants you to put Him first. So if you're doing things to try to fix your problems and you're not turning to Him, that's a big problem. Make sure you turn to Him first. Ask for the help. And by doing that, you're going to let Him work miracles in your life. When He works miracles in life, guess what happens to your faith? Your faith increases because you give Him a chance to work. So I'm going to be praying for you. Please pray for me. I could really use it. And together, let's continue following the truth of Jesus Christ every day in our lives. And in doing so, we're going to let his peace fill our hearts. And once you begin to do it, once you feel how good it feels, you'll realize that you never want to go back the other way. So remember, don't sweat the small stuff. And when you look at it, you put it into perspective, it's all small stuff. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. If you need anything, my thanks to Holy Spirit Radio for letting me come in. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And until we meet again, remember to keep following the truth of Jesus Christ. God bless.